Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. We're teaching this series on angels and how they have such a tremendous impact into our walk with God and on how to walk in divine health. If you don't learn about your angels and how they can help you and protect you, chances are you will never be able to walk in divine health, because the evil angels will come and attack you and do things to you that'll put sickness and disease upon you. So the more you can learn about the Word of God, the better off you will be. So, Father, in Jesus' name, as we come to your throne of grace, we ask you to bless us today with the Word of God. Open our hearts and our minds to the truth of the Word. And, Lord, as we study your Word, reveal to us the truth that's in your Word, because you say no scriptures of private interpretation, but only as revealed to us by the Holy Spirit. So, Father, reveal to us by your Spirit, your Word, so we'll walk in obedience to your Word, so we'll do what you say. And we thank you and praise you for your Word. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the King. Now then, we just finished in the last series, or the last session, about Psalms 91 and what it talked about and how it said that we could be delivered from all kinds of sickness and disease, and how angels were sent and they were given charge over us. God gives them charge over us to protect us, providing we put him first. So as we think about these things, how long shall we escape if we neglect so great a deliverance that comes from the ministry of angels? Now, if you don't know this, chances are you're not going to miss this. You're miss this deliverance. You're not going to miss being sick and afflicted, because you will definitely be sick and afflicted because you don't know that you have these magnificent beings of grandeur to protect you. Now, the ministry of angels is part of our salvation package. You know, this is one of the things that God has given us in his benefit package. In Psalm 103, the Lord tells us to forget not all the Lord's benefits. And, of course, those benefits are, you know, that he satisfies our mouth with good things. He forgives all of our iniquities. He heals all of our diseases. He crowns us with loving kindness. He delivers us from the destruction of the enemy. And that he renews our youth like the eagles. Now, the first five verses of Psalm 103 are great, and this is part of the Lord's benefit package. But if you don't know he forgives all of your iniquities, you don't know he heals all of your diseases, by faith. All this is done by faith. And when you believe it, he'll do it. But if every time that you have a little something or a pain or a symptom come upon you, if you go running to the doctor instead of going to the Word of God, then you're not going to walk in faith. And walking in faith is difficult, but it sure pays great dividends. So, how long shall we escape if we neglect so great a deliverance that comes from the ministry of angels? Now, this package is provided for us, this benefit package God provides. Now, some who believe in salvation of the soul don't believe that God's a healer. And if you don't believe he's a healer, well, you better find you a good doctor, because you're going to need one. But you may need two or three, because the enemy is going to try to take you out somehow, some way. But many that believe in salvation of the soul don't believe in healing. I know. I used to be one of those. I believe that Jesus was a Savior, but I have absolutely no knowledge that he was a healer. And so naturally, anytime anything happened to me, I had to go to a doctor. Thank goodness for good doctors, and especially those that are Christian doctors. Now, some believe in healing, but they don't believe in deliverance. Don't believe in demons. Don't believe Christians can have demons. But the Word of God clearly says you can. And some that believe in deliverance don't believe in prosperity. Some that believe in salvation don't believe in prosperity. Some people think you have to be poor to be a Christian. Well, let's see what the Word says that belongs to us as children of God. I want us to go to the Scripture, to 2 Peter chapter 1. It's 2 Peter chapter 1, starting with verse 3. I want to read a few verses to you. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 3, it says, "According as His divine power has given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of Him that has called us to glory and virtue." Now, you got to stop and think. What did the Lord say here in 2 Peter 1, 3? According as His divine power. In other words, it's up to Him and His divine power, and according to that divine power. And how much power does God have? It's unlimited. There is no limits to God's power. But it says, according as His divine power has given unto you and I as sons of God all things. All things. All things. That's not a few things. That's everything. He has given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness. So, anything you need that pertains to life or godliness has already been given to you by the King. All you've got to do is claim these things by faith in His Word. Now, let's read on here. "Whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises." Think about what he just said. "Whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these you might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust." Meditate on the scriptures, on these words, a few minutes. Get your Bible out and look at these things. And as you get your Bible out and as you look at these things, you will see here what he's saying, that all these things, everything, is given to us according to God's divine power. And how do we get these things? Through the knowledge of Him. So how do you get knowledge? You take the Word of God and you begin to devour it day and night. You read it, you study it, you read it slow. You meditate on it. You don't read the Bible like you're reading a novel. You take the Word of God and you read it word by word slowly and ask the Holy Spirit to reveal to you the truth of this book as you meditate on this book. "Whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises." If you don't know these exceeding great and precious promises, in fact, when I think about this statement that he just made there, everything's given to us as children of God. Everything. We've already made, God's made peace with us through the atonement that his Son provided by dying on the cross. We are no longer at wrath with God, but the children of God are at peace with Him. He's done that through His Son. He's forgiven us of all sins. Wow. Let's think just a minute about one of these great and exceeding great and precious promises that belong to us. Now, just think. The Word of God says in Matthew 18:19, now, you're going to have to stop and believe these promises are for you, and you're going to have to act on them by faith and believe it's done. Matthew 18:19, Jesus said, "If two of us, just two of us on earth, agree about anything we ask Him for, it shall be done for us by our Father which is in heaven." Is that exceeding great and precious promise wonderful, or is it wonderful? Yes, it is. Well, then, what could we ask for? Well, since we're talking about angels, and we're talking about the power of angels, let me give you another quick little story about an angel, something that happened with me. This is not secondhand story. This happened to me. One day we were building a building, and we were having great problems standing up a wall. We had a wall there that was 18 feet tall, made out of double tuba sixes. Now, that's a heavy wall. And it was about 22 feet long. And this thing is all made up of double tuba sixes. Well, I don't mind telling you that an 18-foot high, 22-foot long, double tuba six wall is very tough and heavy to pick up. Well, this friend of mine and myself, we tried to pick it up, to tilt it up. There was no way. We tried. I mean, it was hot that day, and we tried to pick that thing up, and we dropped it. We could not hold it up there. We were going to try to pick it up and put it up in stages, but we couldn't even get it up and hold it up. And so just the two of us. So we finally, it come down. It didn't fall on us, but we had all kinds of problems. And we could have got hurt, but we just laid it down on the floor. The man that was working with me, he said, "Thurman, let's go sit down and have a drink of cold water." So we went over there and sat down in the cool and shade. And we were drinking a little water, resting. And he said, "You know, we messed up." I said, "What do you mean we messed up?" He said, "We didn't ask the Lord to send us an angel to help us." I said, "You're absolutely right." I said, "Father, forgive us for trying to do this all by ourselves. We need some help. We need an angel." I said, "Lord, send us an angel." I said, "Thank you, Lord." So we finished our water. We walked back out there and got on the site there where the wall was. We was trying to stand up. I said, "Now, angel, I ask you to help us to stand this wall up." I said, "Okay." His name was Dave. I said, "Dave, you pick up that end, I'll pick up this end, and the angel will help us, and we'll stand this wall right up in place." I reached down and got mine. I said, "Go." He picked up his end. I picked mine up, and that big 18-foot tall, 20-something foot long wall just went right up, is straight and erect and stopped and stood perfect. And we anchored it in place and didn't have another single problem. And we got it up there. He said, "Wow, you must have really picked up that time. I didn't hardly have to pick up anything." I said, "Well, I was fixing to say the same thing about you. I thought you must have really picked up because it wasn't any strain on me at all." Now, how many angels did we need? Did we need a legion of them? No, we just needed one. But we had to ask. Think what we could have done on this earth if we had realized what was rightfully ours as sons of God and these promises.
We have to stop right there, but if you'd like these teachings in their entirety, if you would give us a call at 940-242-2106, 940-242-2106, or you can go to the web at www.tlsm.org, and there you can order all these things free and postpaid. And remember, Jesus is Lord.